This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're here at Sinai Academy, and we're learning one Mishnah today, a fascinating Mishnah. This is Maimon Elbaz here, and I thank Hashem for inspiring me to learn Mishnayot. I hope he inspires me to learn Gemara as well. Today, Mishnah 705 is dedicated as a Refuah Shleima for Rabbi Sharf, Reuven Yosef and Brina. May have a Gansa Refuah Shleima and continue teaching Torah and disciplining the students so they should become yeshiva boys. Torah Anytime uses cartoons and pictures to beautify Judaism, and at our international headquarters, we wish everybody a good Kabbalah Tayyar. We're doing today Mishnah Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. The topic is, when can you immerse your body or your vessels, your kelim, when Shabbos is before Yontif? In other words, you need the vessel, let's say, for Yontif. Can I dip it on Yontif or on Shabbos? So the halacha is, when you buy new kelim from a guy, you have to dip it in a mikvah. A mikvah is a body of 40 saw, which is approximately 200 gallons, I believe, of rainwater or spring water from under the ground. Now, if a Jew made the keli, it does not need to be dipped in the mikvah. But let's say you bought it from a guy, you have to make a bracha and dip it into the mikvah. Every Jewish city has places where people could go dip themselves in the mikvah, as well as dipping a keli in a mikvah. So now the question is like this. Mr. Glass bought silverware, pots and pans, and he has to dip it in a mikvah. So the question is, he's very busy, and he wants to know, I have this year, Shabbos comes out on, of course, Saturday, and Yom Tov comes out on Sunday. He wants to know, can he dip it everything on Yom Tov or Shabbat? He really needs it for Yom Tov. So says the Mishnah. The halacha is, here's a person dipping in the kelim mikvah. Here's some boys dipping in the kelim mikvah. Says the Mishnah. Chaliyot achar ha-Shabbat. If the holiday, let's say Rosh Hashanah, or any Yom Tov, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot, comes out on Sunday. Beit Shammai omrim atpirna tekom avnei Shabbat. Beit Shammai says you have to dip your own body before Yom Tov. Is accustomed to go to the mikvah before Yom Tov. He says dip your body and also dip your kelim in a mikvah. You see that keli, that beautiful jug? Dip it before Shabbat. Okay? The reason you can't dip it on Shabbat is because you're not allowed to fix things on Shabbat. And if you're going to dip a keli on Shabbat or Yom Tov, it's like you're fixing it. And we know that you're not allowed to fix something on Shabbat. You're fixing it, that it's now usable by a Jew. Here is an ancient mikvah that is probably 2,000 years old. Jews have been going into the mikveh of water ever since Matan Torah, and even probably before. So again, when Shabbat and Yom Tov are back to back, Beit Shammai says, dip everything before. Can't do it on Shabbat Yom Tov. Dip everything on Friday. Beit Hillel omrim, Beit Hillel argues with Beit Shammai, and he says, Kelim lifnei Shabbat v'adam b'Shabbat. Your vessels you have to dip before Shabbat. But a person himself can go to mikveh on Shabbat. And many Jews today will go to mikveh on Shabbat. Now, he's fixing himself. He was tamei, now he made tar. So the answer is because it doesn't necessarily look like you're fixing yourself. If anything, someone might just think you went into the mikveh because you like going into a hot bath. Today the mikvehs are very hot and cozy. Or maybe in the summer it's cold mikveh, you like to go in to cool off from the heat. So it doesn't look like you're fixing something. Okay. Now comes the question. A guy bought a kiddush cup. He told his wife to dip it and she did it. And now he wants to know if he could use it. It's right before Shabbat. He says, did you do that errand? I asked you to dip my new Kiddush cup. So she quickly calls the rabbi. The rabbi, whenever you have a question, you call the rabbi. Everyone should have a rabbi in their life that they call and drive him crazy with all your questions. And the more crazy you drive him, the better you are. Really. That means you want to know the Torah so much that you're going to keep asking him, even if you drive him crazy. It's okay. That's his job, to answer your questions. I once had a kid who used to call me every 20 minutes with a question. He was driving me crazy. So one day I told him, you know what? You're such a good boy. You want to know the Torah. You want to know the halakha. But I'm not the address. I'm not the right person to call because I don't know all your answers. I said, you have to call someone who has a much whiter beard than me, who's much smarter than me. And I'm sorry. I really can't help you. He was all insulted. But hello, I don't know all the answers. What do you want from me? On my phone, I have two rabbis' numbers I can show you, where if I ever have a question, I text them. And you can even see on my phone, it's they're there by the pinnit. And you can even see all the questions I asked them this month. I text them and I get an answer. Okay, someone just last night in shul asked me a question. I said, I don't know. I'll get you the rabbi's phone number. Ask him. So now I want to give a dollar to the canteen. If anyone can tell me, in the event that I have a keli I want to use on Shabbat, but it wasn't dipped in the mikveh, what can I do? Or even a bigger question. Let's say you have a keli that you don't want to dip in the mikveh because it has electricity in it. Sometimes you buy like a percolator, a blender, electronics, appliances. You don't want to go dip the toast oven in the mikveh. There's wires in there. So what should you do? So I'm giving you guys a hint for 10-second hint. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Go ask a rabbi.
Close.
You have to put it on max seats.
You have to go to a rabbi and ask him to do it.
No, yeah, but I told you, so now what's the answer? What?
Rabbi.
Yes.
You have to ask the rabbi.
Hello, just like you sell the chametz to the guy, you can sell this to a guy just for the weekend. Tell him, you know what? I'm selling you this. Here, as a matter of fact, I'll even give you a dollar. Here, do me a favor. Not pretend. This is yours for the weekend.
Thank you.
And I'm giving you $5,000. You'll give it back to me later. Matana Manas Lagzer. So now that it's the guy's, I'm allowed to drink from it. Because I'm not allowed to drink from it if it's mine that I bought from a guy. But if it's still the guy's, you're allowed to drink from his cup. It's not trafe. And that's the answer. See the non-Jewish person? That's the hint. You get sell it to the non-Jew, and the Tiferes Yisrael says that this works. The guy might not know what you're doing to him. You're selling him something, you're taking it back, whatever. The idea is you tell him, just like I sold you the chametz, I'm selling you this thing for the weekend, for Shabbat Yom Tov, and then you could use it. Baruch Hashem, Hajin Alach, a beautiful Mishnah. Should be a schuss for our friend Rabbi Sharf and Shlita, and I think our sponsor Stanley Shamash should be a schut for his Gansa family, and I thank all my students for listening and growing and learning and trying, and I thank Stanley Shamash also and Chaim Lax for being there for me when I needed them. This program was started as a schus for my father and father-in-law in Gan Eden. May everyone have a good Gebenshtayar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.